Isometric minerals are easy to adore. A visual geometric symphony. Simple, succinct, and understandable. Equal axes at 90 degrees. Equal axes at 90 degrees. There's something truly special about a cube. An octahedron truly is so classy. The pyrrhidohedron is so cute. The tetrahexahedron is just sassy. The tetrahexahedron is just sassy. The dodecahedron is so cool. Parallelograms knock off my socks. Trapezohedrons make me drool. The isometric system really rocks. The isometric system really rocks. Take the orthorhombic system, please. Its axes disproportionate and long. Tetragonal is just a little tease. So close to isometric, but so wrong. So close to isometric, but so wrong. The triclinic system's high on crack. A single point defines the symmetry. Everything about it's out of whack. With faces all askew and running free. With faces all askew and running free. The pinacoid is truly a disgrace. The pedion, it really is a curse. The dome and the disphenoid are ridiculous. With twinning, they only become worse. The hexagonal system is just silly. Its axes are cause for consternation. Equal axes at 60 degrees, geez, sure to cause aesthetic constipation. Sure to cause aesthetic constipation. Don't get me started on the monoclinic. Crystals all lopsided and uneven. Who could think of symmetry like that? It must be a mistake, I'm believing. It must be a mistake, I'm believing. The isometric minerals are easy to adore. A visual geometric symphony. Simple, succinct, and understandable. Equal axes at 90 degrees. Equal axes at 90 degrees. Equal axes at 90 degrees.